Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I did see some Mets news coming in, BT. You might get a kick out of this. Some of it makes me happy. Some of it infuriates me. You want the stuff that makes me happy first or infuriates me?
Let's see. Give it happy stuff first.
Okay, yeah. Happy stuff first. The Mets, according to Anthony DeComo, have declined the club option on Drew Smith. You know, you've seen me rant on Drew Smith multiple times. Oh, the Mets released it? Okay, so that's not just DeComo. Anyway, Mets declined the option on Drew Smith coming off of Tommy John surgery. Thank God. I'm tired of watching Drew Smith give up gopher balls. I'm tired about hearing about the potential of Drew Smith. He was awful. I look forward to watching him somewhere else give up taters left and right. Let's see. That was one good news. I'll give you another good news. Brooks Raley will be back. The team has picked up the club option for him for $4.75 million, so he'll be back in the bullpen. Some news. Mets acquired Joey Gerber in a trade with the Rays. Gerber has had 19 big league appearances. He's pitched just twice in the big league since 2020. So get used to the household
Joey Gerber.
Name. Joey Gerber. Go ahead, Hoff. You got something?
I was going to use this for a bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth, but you're bringing it up. Bald-faced truth, he will be waived and then reclaimed at least three times this season.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those guys.
They like guys with options. And then here's the news that
infuriates me. Good optionality, Sal. Yeah.
Here's the news that infuriates me.
Yeah.
Just because it's a reminder of the ineptitude of David Stearns this past offseason. Frankie Montas has exercised his $17 million player option. He's expected to miss the entire season with, you know, after Tommy John or elbow surgery or whatever. My thing is, don't you think that that's a problem with the sport? That a guy who's going to be out for the year can exercise his option to opt in. He can't even pitch. Like, that's, come on, dude. That's not right.
I mean, what's the way around it? I mean, that's what's collectively bargained. I mean, I hear you.
If you're hurt for the year, you lose your... Yeah, I'm just saying, if you're hurt for the year, you lose your right to opt in. Like, that's... Come on, dude, that's cheap. He's going to opt in. He can't pitch for the team. Now, it was a stupid contract. We all said at the time, Stearns gets what he deserves in this regard. But that's like, come on, dude. Montas, A, you suck. You've always sucked. B, you sucked while you were here for the few games that you pitched with the Mets. C, you're not even useful. Like, sucking is one thing. Eating up some innings could be maybe useful or valuable, even though you're not worth anywhere near the $17 million. D, you can't pitch next year and you're going to opt in. Like, that is just insult to injury.
That was a weird signing. That was one from the jump. We're like, what? It's 2 years? It's not only one?
Come on, man. That is brutal.
Frankie Montas. That was an odd one.
$17 million, dude. Just lighting it on fire.
Yeah, I know we don't care about this as fans, but I'm pretty sure there's an element of insurance there. You know,
does
like,
that help though with the luxury
tax? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. It does not.
Yeah, and I don't. Okay. Memory serves correct. I don't remember it doing that because if it did, it'd be great. Be like, oh well, Stanton's hurt, and how much money are the Yankees going to save on
offsets.
This? Or whoever gets hurt or Cole for the whole year. Like,
yeah. So they'll get some of it back there, but I guess it won't. That second and third tax threshold will not be positively impacted there.
Dude, $17 million.
It's like, a lot of money. It's got to be big offseason. Listen, the Yankees need to do some stuff. There's no doubt. The Mets need to have a big offseason. Big.
Yeah, I know. And then
they got to change stuff up.
Everybody's talking about it with the Diaz and Alonso. It's a bigger conversation than just throwing away. We'll get back to the calls here. But when you think about $17 million, you can say, well, Steve Cohen, richest owner in the sport. Yeah, but nobody likes wasting $17 million. And that's where Stearns needs to up his game. This isn't Milwaukee anymore. Come on, bro. You're not Milwaukee anymore. So why spend $17 million when you could spend $30 million on somebody that's actually very good as opposed to half-assing it, taking a flyer on a guy who we all told you sucked
It made no sense. I mean, the thought process for Stearns, which obviously did not work out well, and again, this is a bigger topic. We got a lot of football, a lot of baseball hot stove stuff, which we cannot wait to get into as we move toward Thanksgiving and beyond. But the Montas, like, who's the guy for $30 million, though? Like, we could sit here and say, why give Montas 2 years at 17 each? Go get the guy for 30. The problem is the guy who's making 30 is going to have a 6, 7, 8 year contract attached to it, right, where Montas is, well, let's get him for one or two with the opt-in or the opt-out and the reclamation project, get him in the lab. It didn't work out, and they're burned. And if I'm going, I'm pissed at that one.
But they got what they deserved on that, right? Because they tried to go the cheaper route, saying, okay, well, Montas, and that's what these new analytical front offices do. They say, okay, well, why would I pay $30 million a year, let's just say whatever it is, $35 million a year for Ranger Suarez over the course of 6, 7 years when the drop-off in performance from Suarez to where they thought they could elevate Montas
to
was going to be close enough to, like, I'd rather only commit 2 years, $34 million mm-hmm. versus the $170 million it's going to cost.
Same with Max Fried, somebody like that,
exactly,
no doubt.
Right.
Can I just kill Stearns a little bit more for this? Because the moron that he is decided to go for Frank.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mickey Montas, who we all know, was bad news.
Well, 2 years.
He's a moron. He's a moron for this because 2 years, $34 million for someone we all know sucked, yet Jose Quintana... 1 year,
$5 million,
$4.25 million, yeah, and then an option for 13 for $15 million this year. Still less than what, or a little bit more than what Frankie Montas is going to make this year.
Hoff, why don't you call the Mets and see if we can get David Stearns on?
No,
let them know that you're the one.
I don't
want
to talk to him right now. He's in my timeout box.
Aggressive, Hoff.
Very upset.
Let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. We're talking Giants yet again. Pete is calling from Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Petey.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's up, man?
You know. I agree with most of what you said about the Giants. You know, the relationship between the head coach and the GM is too symbiotic to keep one and fire the other. They both need to go. You know, NFL head coaches just don't get the latitude that Brian Daboll has gotten. It just doesn't happen. The record, he's not an executive. Head coaches have to be executives. He clearly doesn't have his finger on the pulse of the defense, evidenced by all the prevent defense-related losses the Giants have had over the last number of years. He hasn't had his finger on the pulse of the backfield, right? The Giant corners have not improved. Maybe they've even regressed. He clearly doesn't have his finger on the pulse of the special teams. How many losses have the Giants had in the last 2 years? Because they don't have a kicker on the roster.
Yeah, but Pete, think about the one thing that he does have his pulse on, and this is what people are going to, you know, gravitate to and hang their hat on if they're pro Daboll. Well, he's got his pulse on the quarterback. He looks pretty good. This is where we're at.
You know what? Listen, I have no doubt in my mind that Brian Daboll will land an offensive coordinator job in the NFL. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's only 30 NFL head coaches. Well, there's only 30 offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, too. A previous caller mentioned Spags. I don't know why Spags would ever leave Kansas City. You know, do you think Steve Spagnuolo goes to bed looking at a ring on every finger and says, oh, man, I wish I had another chance to be a head coach? I seriously doubt that.
Well, Pete, I think you're underselling the desire for being in charge. Now, maybe he's past that point in his life and, you know, he doesn't want that massive burden of running the whole building. I don't know. But there's a lot of people who are coordinators, who were coaches, who are dying to get back to that top spot because they want to be the guy in charge. Simple.
I think Lane Kiffin would be the guy I would look at for the Giants. And if he shakes loose from Houston, which maybe he will, I would look at DeMeco Ryans as DC. I think he's coaching the best defense in the NFL, even though, again, their wins and losses, and he seemingly got concussed at the same time as his quarterback last week, the way they managed the last 2 minutes of that game against Denver. If DeMeco Ryans shakes loose, I'm bringing in Lane Kiffin as my head coach, and DeMeco Ryans as my DC.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big, and thank you for the call. That's a big if. I mean, well, that's part of the difficulty with this conversation, but hey, that's what we do. We're sports fans. You want to talk some sports and speculate and go over the ideas of maybe who you'd want. We have no idea who's going to be available. What if Mike Tomlin was available via trade? Would you want him? What if John Harbaugh was available? And maybe some people wouldn't want them. I personally would want those. I am, and I'm always a believer in this anyway, but I am, especially now with where the Giants are at. I would say the same thing for the Jets, too. I did say it last year. I want a guy who's done it before and who's done it well, if you could get that. At the very least, a guy who's done it before. And if you've done it before and have potential, that's good. If you've done it before and done it well, that's even better. And that's what I would look to bring in, especially when you talk about an organization that's been losing for the better part of a decade.
Well, don't we usually talk about where you have one thing and then when you make a move, you kind of go and get the other thing? Like, yeah. If you have a disciplinarian like Tom Thibodeau, you go out there, you get somebody like Mike Brown, a little more free-flowing, or vice versa. You got a loose coach, and then you bring somebody in who's going to kind of, you know, tighten things up a little bit. Well, if you're going to do the opposite of what the Giants have been doing for a long time, it's got to be somebody who's established. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, because everything that they've done recently has been, let's try, I know Shermer had a little experience, but let's try this.
Well, but that's,
you know,
the
this
thing.
New
like,
piece, this new piece. The guessing game must be mitigated.
Experience is great, but if it's just, well, he had a head coaching opportunity before, like Pat Shermer's experience.
Yeah.
Wasn't really great, and there was nothing about that. And I understand they wanted to say he's an offensive mind, and maybe they could have stuck with him, but he was an issue because he didn't handle New York well. There are many layers to having what it takes to be a successful head coach here. It's not just being a good play caller or being in total command of a team or being in control. Like, I think there are things that Dable does well here. Also, you got to handle New York, and you got to be able to handle adversity and deal with the media. Like, there's a lot of... I'm not sure Spagnuolo fits that bill, where I can look at Belichick and Gruden and say, I feel much more comfortable. Those guys will be able to handle many of the aspects that it would take to succeed here in New York.
Yeah, again, I'm looking to train. I'm going to actually do this. I've said this now for a few days. I want to really look at, Tomlin jumps out, of course, but I'm going to look at all these coaches. If I'm going to keep saying maybe they should need to get bold and try to trade for somebody, I'm going to have to give you a name here. But I do like Gruden. I'm open to Belichick here. It's definitely time to... you know, to mix this up. And that's where we're at. I mean, the story today about maybe one stays and one goes to me is absolutely perplexing. I just don't see it. But, you know, I mean, you know, a little win streak away that could change. And that to me is not ideal, because it kind of masks over a lot of deficiencies where a couple of wins should not change that. But that's me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.